When we listen to God's voice, we can live in his presence. When we listen to his voice, we can live in his presence. We are bombarded with messages and voices, powers that are trying to persuade us of different things. But the only thing that will bring us peace is choosing God. And ultimately, in our life, right, any voice that we hear, any message, is from one of three places. It's from God, it's from people, including us, or it's from the evil one, from Satan. And we hear when Jesus addresses this unclean spirit what that voice sounds like. He says, "What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth?" We could talk a lot about what it means to live in a world that's secular, all sorts of interesting theories about it. I find them very interesting. It's kind of a side hobby I have. But all of it boils down to this, that we live in a world that thinks Jesus of Nazareth has nothing to do with us. And maybe sometimes we think this in our own lives. I'm not worthy enough, or this has happened in my life, and so you wouldn't want to have anything to do with me, Jesus of Nazareth. That's not the voice of God. We can know the voice of God. We can know when we've made a choice for God because it brings lasting peace and joy. A man named Ignatius of Loyola discovered this through his own experience. He was a soldier in the 1500s. Now he's canonized as a saint. And his leg was shattered in a battle when he was hit with a cannonball. So he was laid up in bed for a long time. He got laid up and he said, "This is going to be great. I'm going to be able to watch so much Netflix." But it turns out castles in 15th century Castile don't have Netflix or Wi-Fi or TV. And all they had, much to his disappointment, was a whole lot of books about saints. He was not happy. But he was also really bored. So he started reading them. And he noticed something as he read them. When he thought about the life that he imagined he wanted for himself, full of attention from other people and human glory and a lot of power, he would feel kind of enthused for a while. It seemed pretty good. But then the thoughts of that would fade, and he'd be left feeling empty. And even though he still thought he really wanted that, he noticed that when he read these books about people who had done great and heroic things, not for themselves, but for God and for his glory and with his strength, that he would feel enthused, inflamed, and that even though he didn't keep feeling enthused all of the time, right, it wouldn't leave him disappointed afterwards, that there continued to be this kind of peace. When we choose God, when we listen to his voice, it brings lasting peace and joy. When we choose other things, we listen to other things, sometimes there's some temporary satisfaction or a hit of some kind, but it always leaves us disappointed. We have to listen to his voice to be able to enter into his presence. And there's something urgent about his presence. We hear today from St. Paul writing to the Corinthians. We heard last week him talking about this kind of sense of urgency that comes with the fact that the end of time will approach us. We don't know when it's coming. Right? And this is the passage right after where he talks about encouraging celibacy. Right? This practice we have in the Western Church especially, priests being celibate, it goes all the way back to Scripture, to Jesus and to St. Paul. The priest isn't celibate so that he can work more hours. It's not why we're celibate. The priest is celibate so that he can be available for prayer. We need people who work hard, but we need people who pray hard more than anything else. So if we wanted to cultivate an ability to listen to God's voice and to live in his presence, what could we do? There are a lot of things we could do, but here's just one that I would suggest. Every day, for 5 minutes, be silent. Turn your phone off, turn your computer off, turn the TV off, take your earbuds out, whatever you need to do. I know some parents, when they need to do this, they go into the bathroom and they lock the door. That's an option. And often, what happens when we start to be silent, especially at the beginning, is it can be kind of scary, because what happens is all of the voices that are within us start to rise to the top, and we become aware of them, and they can be a little overwhelming. That's not a bad thing. That's actually just finding out the reality that we're living in. We're often being pulled in different directions by a lot of different things. We have to become aware of those things first before we can discern them and hear what's from God and what's not. You might start that time with quiet just by saying a simple prayer, "Come, Holy Spirit." And if you're already doing that, add another 5 minutes. Our world needs so badly to hear God's voice. How different would the world look if people were attentive to and receiving lasting joy and lasting peace? We can't have all of it here all at once. It'll only be complete in heaven. But we can start to receive it here when we receive Him in the sacrament of the altar.